This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Zest AI's very own Mike DeVere talking about a new survey that they just conducted, partnering up with the folks at Harris Poll. And one of the revealings was that 80% of respondents are fearful of a recession happening in the near future. And that's looking like it's going to probably be happening very soon in 2023. We talk about that and how its effects will be on the credit union industry. And we segue into some bigger news that Zest has built a time machine. Yes, they have, ladies and gentlemen. They have stepped back into time to share some data from the Great Recession of 2008 and how we can learn from that of what we're going to be going through with the recession that may be happening in 2023. So great stuff once again from Mike DeVere. So I hope you guys check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Zest AI's very own Mike DeVere. Mike, how are you, sir? How's it going?
Doing well, Mike. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
How's everything on your end?
We're doing okay. We're kind of in between conferences here, and I think you're the same. This fall conference season is just nutty. It's just one conference after another. They're on top of each other, and so we're just bouncing around the country a little bit, but it's all good. We get to see people in person, and it's the final sprint before the holidays. So yeah, I'm sure you're kind of in the same boat, right?
Total blessing. I think we'll clock about 60 conferences as a company, but I feel blessed every time I get to go out on the road and get to meet with our customers and prospective customers. Yep. It's just exciting to be together. Mm-hmm. You know, like this whole two-dimensional thing, I'm over it. You know, put an end to it.
Yeah, it certainly has its place. It was a great plan B, and it's good for this type of stuff. But I totally agree with you. I love getting back in person, seeing everybody and shaking hands and hugging it out and seeing these great presenters as well. So that said, though, but you guys are generating some great content, serving credit unions in massive ways with your solutions there. One of the things we wanted to talk about today was amongst the many things that you guys are doing is that you guys partnered up with Harris Poll and conducted a survey on serving your members better in any economic climate. And we know we're in kind of an interesting economic climate right now. So just to kind of lay the foundation here, the groundwork here, can you share with us a little bit about this this latest survey you guys are doing?
Absolutely. So we surveyed a representative sample of the American credit union members. So across the entire U.S.
Okay.
And I cheated a bit and called on some friends. And so Jenny Vipperman from ViStar and Kathy Courtney from Green State and Reva Rao from Golden One and Diana Dykstra from the California League, not to mention Sonia Harris at First Service. I mean, so Vicky Lovett at Suncoast. I mean, the names keep on going and going and going. But what I wanted to understand from them is many of them have been around during the Great Recession. And so just getting a sense on what went right, what went wrong, what are the questions we could ask and actually learn from? And, you know, the baseline finding, Mike, was that 8 out of 10 credit union members are really freaked out about this recession coming in. That's what we certainly hear from even executives is everybody's worried. Is this going to be an elongated one? Is this going to be a deep recession? And so there's generally fear out among the member base.
Yeah. And it seems like we're kind of like, we've been on the cusp of this recession talk for quite a while. We seem to be like on this cliff like now, and we're just kind of standing there looking down, looking at it. And is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Is it going to happen? And sounds like 2023, it's going to, but the severity of it, we still don't know yet. So share with us a couple of other findings in there, because I found these numbers super interesting, because you said that like 80% of the respondents are fearful of a recession happening in the near future, AKA early next year.
Well, so I guess the next one would be all is not lost. And so when we think of these members in the role and relationship they have with their credit union, over 86% of them believe that the credit union can have a big impact.
Oh, cool.
That's have a big impact on helping solve that issue.
Right.
And so it'd be a problem if they were turning elsewhere. but actually the findings were is that they actually went to the credit union. What were they looking for? So the most senior thing was broadening access to credit. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Right.
And the challenge with that is that when you actually talk to credit union executives about the Great Recession, 100% of them all said, what did you do? We shrank the credit box and we just served our A-tier credit union members. Are we really living our mission at that point? And were we as an industry living our mission?
Yeah.
Everyone across the board thinks that they can do better and that there's a better way. Beyond all of that, I thought that it was pretty interesting that, you know, there was flexibility in payment terms. That was roughly 8 out of 10 as well. Mm-hmm. So equally as important as broadening access to credit is let's not get stuck in our ways. Let's get creative. Let's understand and identify members that may be at risk. Mm-hmm. And let's get a little flexible. Is there an opportunity to skip a pay?
Yeah.
Put a payment at the end of the loan, things of that sort. Is there an opportunity to maybe 6 out of 10 said, could you lower my interest rate? Mm-hmm. Which is kind of tough to do because we've got, you know, the cost of capital is going up and credit union members are asking for broader access to credit as well as lower interest rates. Well, how do you accomplish both? Is you just have to be better about finding the right borrowers, even in difficult times. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that the feel-good part of the survey that was super cool is that similarly, it's over 85% of credit union members said that their credit union cared about the financial well-being of their family.
Nice.
So when you talk about survey research, it's one thing to have it be very mechanical and methodical, but when you put things in context of does an organization actually care about my family, mm-hmm. 85% reporting yes, that credit union cares about the financial well-being of my family. And so what are they saying to you? They're saying to us that we want your help, we believe you're the one to help, and we know that you care about us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you're talking, I'm thinking about what did we learn from the from the pandemic? Is this exact same stuff? We got creative, we kind of hunkered down, and we kind of threw the norm out the window, obviously, and really cared for our members. That the word empathy came up time and time again, and it sounds like we're kind of obviously it's different circumstances, but we have to get creative again. We gotta be resilient once again for our members and to be that resource for our members, right? And looking at the numbers and stuff, that's what it sounds like. That's what we got to do again, or the credit unions have to do again, right?
Yeah, totally agree. It's the ability to actually lean in.
Yeah,
right. And credit unions are on the front line.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is your family. This is your neighbor. This is your sister, your cousin, your grocer, small business owner. These are the people in all of our communities. Zest is a part of that community, and just as credit unions are. And so it's our opportunity to lean in. And I think what's cool about today versus 2007 and 2008 is that we have better tools mm-hmm. to navigate those uncertain waters.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, Mike, we built the time machine.
So I was going to segue into that. This is big news. Let's hear about this time machine.
I mean, so Dr. Sean Kamkar, our principal scientist, you know, it was a NASA rocket scientist. So why not build a time machine?
Why not?
Right?
Well done.
So he went back. We got data from 2006, and we talked to our friends over at Equifax, and they opened up this physical vault and got out physical tapes of credit data from 2006. So thank you, Equifax, for doing that for us. But what we learned is we were able to take our technology and send Sean Kamkar back in time and build a machine learning underwriting model. So an AI underwriting model
in
2006 credit data, because what we wanted to understand, if we had had these better technology way back during the Great Recession, what would have happened?
Right. Would have been different.
Well, yeah. I mean,
hopefully,
orders of magnitudes to nearly $1 trillion.
Oh my gosh. Really?
And so when you look at the current credit system today, it is failing America, hands down. Back in the Great Recession, with an exponent on them, it is failing, it failed America. And so if they had better tools like AI-driven underwriting back then, what we would have seen and what our research showed is that AI-driven insight over time outperformed every industry score out there. And if credit unions had and banks had been leveraging this sort of technology during the Great Recession, mm-hmm. our GDP would have seen a difference in orders of magnitude of $1 trillion more in originations. And so it's not just about business, but it's about helping people when they need it the most.
Right.
And so if you have bad tools, bad technology, you're dealing with a blunt instrument to try to assess risk, well, you know what? You're going to fail your members and you're going to fail your customers. And so there is a better way.
Yeah. And there were a lot of bad practices as well back then too. So people, we learned a lot of lessons. So what lessons did you learn going back in time that credit unions can use today? I think you already alluded to it in your previous response, but to go a little bit deeper there. So what can we learn based on what happened then? And then using the tools that we have now to really kind of improve things, if you will.
So it starts with better math and more data. So leveraging AI-driven underwriting, you're able to broaden your view of a member. So the current credit system tries to boil you down to just a number.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'd like to, if you're going to talk to my mama about me, she thinks I'm more than a 3-digit number.
I would hope so, Mike.
Well, I think so. She might have some, you know, other adjectives, but certainly not a 3-digit number.
Right.
But what she would say is that I am more than that. And so it's broadening our view on that member. And mm-hmm. by using better math and more data, you're able to create a higher fidelity view of a borrower to understand if they're still a safe bet, even in a great recession.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the number one thing. But there are other benefits with this approach, because by leveraging machine learning, those thin file members that are currently left out of the credit system, yep, and so 80% right. are easily scorable. That leaves 21 out of 5 Americans are left out. But machine learning can solve for almost 98% of that. 98% of that, because it can deal with missing data. And so my daughter, who just graduated from college, or the new family that moved in next door who just immigrated, actually will have access to data by applying this better technology. I think the third area that we learned is that it's really about consistency and it's about inclusion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so if you're purposeful when you build these AI-driven models with the idea that I want to create consistency across members as far as how we're making decisions, but consistency also means inclusion as well, is I want to be purposeful that whether you're a man, a woman, a Black American, a Hispanic American, an Asian American, what, everyone is getting a fair shot.
Right.
And that just doesn't happen on accident. You have to be purposeful about how you build that model.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final thing that we found was around member delight, is that the ability to deploy this AI-driven underwriting model and deliver a decision to a member mm-hmm. in under a second. That's what every member is asking for. And so 8 out of 10 credit union executives say it takes over 30 minutes to get to a decision.
Right.
That's no good. It's no wonder many of the credit unions are losing such significant share to some of the largest fintechs and banks out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's no good because we're slow at times.
Yeah.
And so beyond being able to navigate this tumultuous sea of this upcoming recession, there's all of these other meaningful business, not only for the business, but for the member itself.
Right, right. And from the credit union perspective, as you're talking, I'm thinking, my gosh, what a great opportunity this is. I mean, it creates more opportunity to help out the member, right? So that's, and also the inclusivity of it all. So yeah, this is your time machine, Mike. This is fantastic news.
No, we've had a tremendous amount
that's
of fun.
That's pretty cool.
You'll see some continued posts as we continue to quantify the impact of this change. But be very clear. Listen, there is a time in our economy where you'll use AI-driven underwriting models to really grow and say more yeses,
mm-hmm.
which if you have cash on your balance sheet right now and you're a credit union, you mm-hmm. can absolutely use it for that. But I don't want to lose the fact that automated underwriting delivers all of these other benefits,
mm-hmm.
right? So being able to score more minimals, broaden access to credit, making sure that's an inclusion, and being able to get a decision fast.
Yeah.
All of those efficiency things mm-hmm. are critical even in a downturn.
Yep. No doubt. And I keep going back. I apologize for keep going back to the pandemic, but that just seems like the barometer that set the stage for so much right now, you know? So all of this kind of seems like it stemmed from that, you know, again, because this seems again, oh my gosh, here I'm going to use the term the new norm. I hate that term, but that's what we're in, right? Especially with these kind of new opportunities for folks out there, like the folks that you just described, who maybe like have thin files, as you say. So that's the opportunity. I think there's so much more out there, and we got to throw out the norm in order to serve those people, right? And which creates more opportunity. So yeah, I get it.
Yeah. No, I love it. I mean, when we, our customers that have had models in production, even through the pandemic, they saw a very similar thing, which was a stable model that performed and did a good job of identifying those borrowers that we should lend to and those borrowers that maybe we shouldn't.
Right. So
it was stable through that time. But I do get what you're saying. And I think why for myself and for the other Zesties here at Zest AI, what we love about what we're doing right now is that whether you're in affluence as an economy is booming or whether our economy is struggling, is we're here to help. That's why I'm excited to go to work every day.
Right on. You should be. And you should be, because what you guys are doing, you're helping credit unions change lives, literally. So it's real. That's the huge, at least from my perspective, that's the huge motivating factor. No wonder you're excited to come to work every
day.
Amen,
brother. Amen.
Good stuff. All righty, Mike, anything else to add, sir? And I'll put the links and stuff in the show notes to get to, so folks can get more details, all this type of stuff. So this is really fantastic.
No, for sure. So we did do a blog post on the time machine. So definitely we'll share that out.
Yep.
But stay tuned for more. We've got some pretty cool information coming up in our next Harris poll. And so really new news coming up here soon.
But okay, good deal. We will be sitting on pins and needles, sir, for that for the next iteration of this stuff. Yeah,
very good. Exciting stuff. I'll see you in some state or some conference out there, Mike.
That's right, exactly. We will see you, or on Zoom, one of the two. All right, sir. Well, thanks again for all your hard work, and congrats on all of this stuff. And man, congrats on making the headlines. The time machine, Mike. Well done. Gosh, what else can Zest do? We'll be waiting. All right, Mike. Thanks again. Appreciate the time as always.
All right, brother. See you soon.
Indeed.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.